USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the stroke of a pen, President Biden eliminated roughly 52,000 American union jobs. Revoking the permit for the Keystone XOil pipeline and rejoining the Paris Climate Accord are the contributing factors. A group of Republican senators from Western states, led by Senator Steve Daines of Montana, joined other GOP voices in scoffing President Biden's decision. The administration says it's in national interest to end the pipeline so that other countries can see America moving away from fossil fuels. Another of President Biden's executive orders this week was mandating face coverings on all federal property. Hours later, the president gave a speech at the Lincoln Memorial without a face mask. A spokesman for Biden said, "There are bigger issues to worry about at this moment in time." Australia is introducing a world-first law to make Google, Facebook, and potentially other tech companies pay media outlets for their news content. Their proposed news code is seen as a possible global test case for how governments could seek to regulate big tech firms. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.